Hello, my name is Diana Castro, and you've tuned in to Leaders with a Mission. And if you are a woman who looks like success on the outside, but feels like a failure on the inside, this show is for you. And I have someone that you must meet. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Patricia Ferreira, and her mission is to empower female leaders to break free from self-sabotage and toxic behaviors to design a life of success and satisfaction. She is a total powerhouse that has a holistic approach, harmoniously blending business strategy, mindset, and soul alignment. And with you, Patricia Ferreira.
Yay! We get to applaud for ourselves.
And it's so much fun to have you back again.
Thank you. It's so much fun to be here. It's always such a light to be part of this with you.
Well, for those people who don't know, like 4 years ago when we did the first seasons of Leaders with a Mission, you were one of our first peeps that we invited over. And I feel like you have grown and expanded your bandwidth of like expression and service. So I want people to experience this new version of you, because we're all about expanding and amplifying the visibility of those who are here to do badass things in the world. And I totally believe that you're one of those people.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. It's such an honor. So this is like my, let me reintroduce myself.
That's right. Allow me to tell you which version you get this time. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I actually introduce you with one of the things that kind of like is a staple of your story. Like once upon a time, you totally look like success of what the world defines as success. And then you found yourself like truly feeling depleted and like in agony of what that version of success brought to your life. So in a very short, concise way, so we can like tap into more of to what you're doing right now, tell us what that was like and how do we get here?
Yeah. Well, you know, originally I thought like I was on my way. Like I was truly convinced that I was making it. Like I was on board with the level of success and achievement and accolades until I started to awaken and start to have some, ask myself some truth-telling questions, because I was working off of a conditioning and a checklist that I had been given in growing up. And I was working off of someone else's measurement of success. So every time I'd hit their measurement, I'd convince myself that I had done it, never stopping to check in with my truth. So when I did stop, or was stopped by the world, by the universe, right? When I had a breakdown, was that the self-reflection and pausing and truth-telling started to seep in.
Okay. But like, let's put it in layman terms. You were this VP on this like Fortune 500 company, like leading teams all over the world. You had like bodyguards. Following you around Latin America, you were that valuable. Like you would tell people how to get things done, and like you would get things done for this like multi-billion dollar company. But yet you tell the story, because I'm like ruining the punchline.
I ran, like it was a very glamorous position and it was a very sought after experience as an expat in Latin America, and being able to travel to different countries and being able to guide and usher many people in their, you know, career while I was working my own career. So it was very successful. There was a lot of success there. I think the difference is when we try to say that success and satisfaction are the same thing.
Okay. that's golden nugget. So tell us about that success and satisfaction. Like how did you define it at that moment? What was happening in your life?
success is very mental, and it was a very tangible experience that I measured by the things that I had and the title and where I lived, and very much the 3D experience of success, the human experience of success. Satisfaction is a very emotional experience. It's a feeling, right? And trying to get to one through the other is where we make a mistake. And being able to open up and give room for both experiences, right? That harmonious blend that I talk about, finding our sacred sweet spot between the two is where the work is, right? And I spent a lot of time building success and ignoring satisfaction, ignoring fulfillment, not even knowing myself enough to know what that would look like for me, because I was completely convinced that it would happen as I went down this road. At some point, it'll all come together. At some point, the success will land in satisfaction. And it never did.
What I'm hearing you say is like this never ending, like chasing happy and finding that, oh, I got the promotion, but it doesn't feel right. Yeah. Oh, I got this, oh, but maybe it's in the next one. It's like this never ending, like hamster wheel of do without understanding the cost, the expense of your soul.
Yeah. So. It's two different channels that we get to bring together in this lifetime. And we get to find where these two things land for us, right? Especially for me, because I don't want to downplay the fact that I am very ambitious. I'm very driven. I'm very purpose-oriented. So it took me a while to really land where I could find the two come into alignment. And I did it, you know, I went to one side where it was all success, very masculine run, right? And that's why I love my boss ladies. And then I went all the way to the other side where I went into priestess and walked that pathway and a lot of, you know, feminine studies and development. And then now I've been able to find my true harmonious blend and sacred sweet spot that's individual for me, of these two parts of who I really am. And in that, I can be fully self-expressed and sovereign and authentic. I'm no longer like wearing masks or showing up as. It's like a real—
or evilizing one or the other. Or like feeling like, oh, I'm being too masculine. Maybe I don't want to do that anymore. Because I was, I feel like this new version of you is like the two kind of combinations of your masculine and your feminine, kind of like mixed and fused together. And we were talking while you were getting ready and getting all beautified, like of that you are Dominican, so you do have like a spice to you, like this special like flavor to your leadership. So I wonder, what is that looking like right now? Like, how are you helping women go from their own success story to their blend of success and satisfaction?
So it's very much about meeting a woman where she is, right? Proposing that there is one track or one approach would be buying into the old paradigm, which is already expired, right? For me, it's very much about meeting a woman where she is and understanding where she can lie and find her highest vibration, her highest trajectory, and her highest self. For every woman, that's different. I am very passionate about working with what I'm calling awakened boss ladies. These are women that know they want everything. There is no more settling, sacrificing, suffering, taking half of it. Like, they want everything. They want the career, the beautiful soul sponsorship and sacred union. They want the children. They want the financial abundance. They want the time flexibility. And that needs to be a very personal experience for each woman, because what it's going to mean for you is very different than what that, you know, the combination of the elements are going to be very different than for me, my phase, my upbringing, where I come from. I'm super passionate about what I'm calling the first generation woman. So that's the first generation six-figure earner, the first generation American, the first generation college grad. Like, these women are powerful women that have maybe been conditioned by our parents that didn't have access to what we had, the education, the financial independence, the lifestyle that we have, and we're still running some of the stories. Right. So a lot of the ancestral work, a lot of
limiting beliefs and what we would call like, oh, I can't do that because, or I'm not capable, or I'm not enough, or whatever is running in the background.
Yeah. A lot around self-acceptance and worthiness, a lot around shame comes in with, you know, a lot around scarcity. Right. So these are the threads that may be common, but for every woman, it's got a different like flavor, a different tone, a different frequency. It's got its different set of elements. So really working with them on these pieces is what allows us to connect the two, where they're now connecting with satisfaction in their life and fulfillment and sovereignty and full self-expression and authenticity and all the beautifulness of who they are with success, right? And not like toning down or putting away those parts of us. So
embracing it all.
Embracing it. And for me, it comes from the relationship with self. If I had to tell a woman, like, what's the number one thing they can do? It's come back home to self and come into relationship with self. We haven't talked about my book, but it's about awakening.
I was just going to ask you. Yes, I promise.
So it's about awakening the codes of self-love.
That's the title of the book?
That is the title of the book. Awaken Your Codes of Self-Love. And what I discovered in my path was how much I had walked away from myself, right? Making what other people think, feel, want, say more important than what I think, feel, want, and say. Allowing other people's feelings to matter more than my own. Because really, the trajectory back home to self is about giving room to our emotions and our feelings. We've been told to lock them up and then show up in the boardroom, right? Or to leave them at home. There's no space for them. And that's the reconciliation that we now get to have in order to reach that highest level of success. That's the leading, that's the next edge. If we can tap into that version of ourselves, the amount of intuition, instinct, wisdom, creativity, agility that's hidden underneath all these emotions that we've packed at home while we're doing this other thing would just open us up to a high trajectory. That's where the success with satisfaction lies.
And tell me, what was the inspiration for the book?
The book was very much, everything is going to be, I'm always my own first client. And I'm always going to take whatever I'm living as an opportunity for me to grow and embody a way of being and then bring it as contribution and as an offering to the world. So the inspiration is very much the codes that I had to live through one by one and the initiations that came in with each of these codes as I was walking through this awakening and enlightenment that I can now, you know, share. And then if you say inspiration, my biggest inspiration is always going to be like our children, the generations that come after us. Like, I have no desire to leave any work that I could have done for us to them. Like, if I'm in spirit and energy and awareness to get some karmic chains, you know, dropped and resolved in this lifetime, like, I'm here for it. For that I came.
I don't know why I keep getting this download of like, I recently heard someone say something that sounds something like this, like people have become very aware of their patterns that they have, like the patterns of what gets them triggered and they think they're healing, but they're like mentally like still feeling stuck, still getting triggered, but they're mentally understanding, oh, this triggers me. They have come to be aware of it and they think that that's healing.
Yeah.
Can you? And then what the guy said, and the whole thing is like, but let me tell you what healing looks like. Healing comes not from the mind, but from the heart. And it looks sometimes like crying, the ugly crying, the screaming, the like the bleh of all of it, to process it from emotion, to allow the emotions that have been like trapped in our bodies to be taken out. That's part of healing.
Yeah. I mean, you've got it, right? So if we talk about the codes of self-love, the first code is self-awareness. And if there's anything that we can agree on is the knowing that self-awareness is the first step. It's not the arrival.
Yeah, that's like, you just started. Congratulations.
You just started the journey. And it's a beautiful awakening. Like when I talk about self-awareness, it's beautiful because we've walked around asleep. Mm-hmm. So having that level of awareness that you're talking about, it's the necessary and most magical first step. The last step is embodiment. Mm. Between self-awareness and embodiment, right? This is when you mentally see it, when you have access.
Awareness.
You have access to recognizing the patterns, right? There's an element of pattern recognition, starting to be able to tell on yourself, oh, I see you.
There you are.
There you are, lovely dear one. That is the awareness. From that place to embodying the new version that you have a vision of, that you are starting to get a glimpse for, is a lot of steps. So from awareness, you get to tap into acceptance. Can you accept what you're looking at in the mirror? Can you give unconditional love and acceptance? Can you mother that version of you, right? That you are now seeing. And then moving into self-care for that. Self-care is about the boundaries. It's about being able to put yourself first. It's about being able to say no. That's genuine self-care. Mm-hmm. And then we start to develop a relationship of trusting ourselves. You see, we have sometimes very little trust in ourselves because we've walked away from ourselves. We've promised ourselves things and haven't seen it through. We know and caught ourselves in moments where we're like, I should have done this and didn't do it. All those are interactions where self-trust starts to break down. There's an element of lifting the trust of self. That's in the relationship with self. Mm-hmm. And then we can move into self-leadership, ooh, self-embodiment, the things that we want to show up as in the 3D in this world. But all of these other pieces that I've just mentioned, they happen inside. Mm-hmm. They're an internal inner reconciliation. And that's why you get to cry, because we're teaching how to feel emotion. And emotions aren't good or bad. You just get to process them. Let them come through you. The most non-pretty emotions have the most fire and fuel for us to really show up.
And you mentioned leadership. And I mean, hello, leaders with a mission. That's where we're here. Can you tell me what is this new version of leadership for you? How do you define leadership?
So for me, leadership is modeling it. I go first. Mm. I go first, which means I become what I respect. I honor myself. And I take the actions that can be the most scariest. I do the things that can be the most difficult. I go first. And in modeling leadership is that I believe you could be the best mentor for someone else. There's leadership that's, you know, title driven. Someone gives you the authority. You have the title and you have the authority to be a leader. And I believe that those times have expired. We're looking for people that can model self-leadership, that are self-sourced. What would it look like in terms of characteristics that you want to model? Authenticity, sovereignty, self-agency, like really being like, if you had to hire someone to PR you, you get to be that person for yourself. Like be like, have your back.
Embody the whatever you're calling to leadership.
Yes.
I love it.
So leadership is about being that yourself, the embodiment of that first. And then from there.
Takes off.
Yeah.
And what books are currently in your realm of access that you think they're juicy? Keep it short and concise.
I forgot you were going to ask this. So, you know, I do, like in my work, I work with strategy and then combine the mindset and the energy work.
Uh-huh.
And I still have to find like a book that really holds all of it. But if I had to say, like, the book that changed my life and started to bring these areas together for me was A Course in Miracles. I'm still going to go to the spiritual piece. A Course in Miracles. I then turned to Marianne Williamson with her Return to Love. I then went to Gabby Bernstein with her The Universe Has Your Back. And I still feel like these books, these teachers, these mentors get how to bring in all the parts of us, right? And then there's strategic books, right? If I had to tell a woman, like, what can you learn from today? I would talk about the book Do Less. I would talk about, you know, there's one about resting and the resting revolution, right? Things that'll help us understand that if you can connect with the inner work and create the foundation there, you will get farther ahead, right? Versus the doership piece.
I love it. This is so juicy. You gave me several. I know. That was like taking notes. And so then this wonderful, amazing question that we all get to hear from you is, where can we get more of you?
Oh, okay. So you can find me on Instagram. My website is Awakened Boss Lady. So if you can look up Awakened Boss Lady, you'll find me online. On Instagram, I am the Boss Lady Coach. I'm really devoted to working with women that are going to want to bring these two areas of their lives together. So you'll see those combinations. So yeah, my name, Awakened Boss Lady and Boss Lady Coach.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for allowing women a safe space to just be and show up through the full expression of their soul.
Yes. Thank you. It's so juicy to be here. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. And what about you? What are you looking to bring forward to the world? What are you amplifying? If you're looking to amplify your visibility through the power of video, I'm going to invite you to visit us at 4productions.com. I'll see you on the next one.